The Women's Library in Newtown is currently hosting Herland 3, The Body Resilient, an exhibition that explores the innate human experiences of resiliency and our ability to rebound from times of stress, misfortune, and difficulty in the face of adversity like the difficult year 2020 was. Herland 3, The Body Resilient, explores how we can all return to our original shape, or if we must go forward into an unknown and certain future. The exhibition asks viewers how they will go forward and what that journey of resilience will look like for them. To tell us more about the exhibition and the work of the Women's Library in Newtown is Freya Black, curator and artist. Good afternoon, Freya.
Hi, Lizzie. How are you? Thank you for having me on the show.
No worries. So to begin with, as a curator of the Herland 3, The Body Resilient, could you please tell our listeners how you conceived this exhibition?
So Herland, the series at the Women's Library in Sydney, I conceived that 3 years ago. We started out with an exhibition that was about women's idea of utopia. And last year in 2020, we had an exhibition which delved into climate change and caring for the country that we call Australia. And so for this year, Herland is looking at the body resilience. And the body resilience, in the way that I think about it, is how we've survived the past year, the difficulties that we've all encountered, particularly women, and some women even more than others. And so Herland is a platform for women artists in Australia and overseas to exhibit their work in a safe and welcoming and inclusive environment in an art world that is sometimes closed off to them.
And as you said, it will be exhibited at the Women's Library in Newtown. So for those listeners who are unfamiliar with the history and the work of the library, could you please let them know what the purpose of it is?
Yes, so the Women's Library has been in Newtown for over 25 years now. It was started by a group of lesbian feminists who wanted to start a collection of books that mainly dealt with feminist theory and critique and lesbian fiction, and it kind of grew from that idea. And when they moved over to Newtown about 25 years ago, the collection grew, and we're actually located behind Newtown Library for anyone that's unfamiliar with it. And currently we're open 4 days a week, and we house a collection of specialist literature for women. All of our books are by women, for women, and about women.
That's so wonderful to hear. I mean, I had no idea, but I think especially for those who are wanting to not be more proactive as such, but, you know, definitely read more materials and engage with more female-orientated and female creatives. I think that's an awesome place to start. So the exhibition is running in conjunction with International Women's Day. Could you just please explain why you have chosen to debut Herland 3, The Body Resilient, at this time?
So generally we open the exhibition on International Women's Day, but this year March 8th falls on a Monday, which is typically not the best day for an exhibition opening. So we've moved it just a few days back onto the 5th, which is this coming Friday.
That's so exciting. And for any future creatives wanting to get involved with the Women's Library, maybe even potentially on Herland 4, if there's going to be a Herland 4, what resources could they look at to get in touch or even talk to you about showcasing their work?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to get in contact with us is to either come in on one of the days that we're open, and our opening days are listed on our Instagram, Facebook, and on our website. You can give us a call. We have a landline number, or send us an email, which you can send through our website.
Thank you so much, Freya, for coming on air with us this afternoon on International Women's Day. How exciting.
Thank you very much for having me, and happy International Women's Day to you.
Happy International Women's Day. That was Freya Black, a curator and artist, joining us on Drive this afternoon to tell us more about the Herland 3, The Body Resilient, which is exhibiting now until early April at the Women's Library in Newtown. If you liked what you heard there and you want to know more information can be found at thewomenslibrary.org.au. Get amongst it.